The Office of Personnel Management releases rules at long last on how federal employees can phase in their retirement. They've been 2 years in the making, these rules, but OPM is leaving key decisions up to agencies. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins us with details. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so tell us what everyone's been waiting for 2 years to hear. How does phased retirement work?
Well, the big date is November 6th, 90 days from today. That's when the final rules will become effective and federal employees can submit their applications to enter into the phased retirement program. Those applications obviously are going to go to their managers and their agencies themselves. Now, to qualify for phased retirement, if you're an employee under the CSRS program, you must be at least age 55 and have 30 years of government experience, or at least age 60 with at least 20 years of government experience. If you're a FERS employee, so an employee under the Federal Employee Retirement System, you must reach a minimum retirement age of at least have at least 30 years of experience, or have 60 years, be 60 years old and have 20 years of experience. I know it's a lot of numbers. We have them all up on federalnewsradio.com. Ken Zawadny is the Associate Director of Retirement Services for OPM.
Employees will enter phased retirement with a working percentage of 50%, half-time work schedule. In the future, and at OPM's discretion, different working percentages could be permitted. We will compute annuities twice, of course, once when the employee enters phased retirement and once when they fully retire. Employees do not separate from the service to enter phased retirement and are not re-employed annuitants.
Now, under the final rule, employees receive leave and pay as part-time workers, and they must spend at least 20% of their time, about 8 hours a pay period, mentoring the person or people taking over for their role when they do fully retire. Now, as you mentioned, Tom, these rules have been 2 years in the making. President Obama signed the highway funding bill in June 2012 that included this provision to allow a phased retirement program. And it took OPM nearly a year to put out draft regulations and then another year to finalize those regulations. In all, OPM received about 270 comments, but made only a few minor edits and one major change. Zawadny says the major change requires agencies to establish written criteria for approving or denying a request by an employee to enter into the phased retirement program. Catherine Archuleta is the director of OPM. She says this is just another tool to give managers and employees flexibility in how they meet their mission.
To me, this program is a win-win. And employees who want to design a smooth transition into the next phase of their lives and agencies across government can also work together to get a head start on succession planning.
Now, Archuleta says she knows a lot of federal employees have been waiting for these final rules and believes the program will serve them well.
Now, Jason, the final rule is out. What will happen now?
Right now some people say this is when the really hard work begins. So first of all, OPM will release some frequently asked questions and implementation guidance to agencies that should have come either late yesterday or will come today. Then agencies will, over the next 90 days, will develop their own specific implementation plans. Mark Reinhold is the Associate Director of Employee Services and the Chief Human Capital Officer for OPM.
Agencies have a lot of discretion in deciding how to implement phased retirement within the framework of the regulations, because the use of phased retirement can obviously have a direct impact on an agency's operations and workforce. Agency implementation plans will have to consider things like determining which positions are appropriate or inappropriate for phased retirement, developing the criteria for considering and approving or denying requests to enter phased retirement, determining what appropriate mentoring activities look like for employees in phased retirement, approving requests from a phased retiree to return to regular employment, and extending any time-limited agreement.
Now, once the agency's specific strategy is out, then the employee must talk to their manager, decide if one, if they're eligible, if that's something the manager wants to do, and then the manager and employee enter into agreement setting goals and expectations. Then the agreement goes to OPM for approval. So you can see that there is a process that OPM has laid out, even though agencies do have a lot of discretion. Now, Reinhold says there's also a role for employee unions when it comes to the agency implementation strategy.
Agency decisions related to the implementation of phased retirement are subject to collective bargaining requirements. And in accordance with Executive Order 13-522 regarding the creation of labor management forums, agencies should address phased retirement implementation pre-decisionally with their labor organizations.
Now, Zawadny says each manager and employee contract may be a little different. Some could last a year, some could last 6 months. But what phase retirement means really could vary. But there's certain rules, such as serving as that mentor for at least 20% of their time.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. Sounds like they punted a lot of this to the agencies. So does OPM have any estimates of how many federal employees are actually going to take advantage and apply for phased retirement?
Right. That's the one question I think nobody really knows right now. I mean, we've seen an uptick in the number of people who are retiring from government. We know from our own, for instance, internal surveys that we do at Federal News Radio that a lot of our listeners, for instance, are in that 25 to 30 year range of, you know, being in the government. So they're potentially eligible to retire. So, but it's also going to depend a lot on how agencies implement it and what positions they decide are worth adding to the phased retirement and what they say, you know, we can live without a phased retirement piece. Now, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, or NARF, says phased retirement actually could save the government about $450 million over the next 10 years. I think the cost savings come from several areas, defraying full retirement payouts and other associated benefits, as well as the advantage of having longtime feds continue to provide their expertise back to the agency. There's definitely a cost savings there. Now, one such employee is Dan Berkowitz, a hydrometeorologist with the National Weather Service Radar Operations Center in Norman, Oklahoma. Berkowitz has worked for NWS for about 45 years. We caught up with him to ask him about phased retirement. He says he's been waiting for these rules to come out and plans to take advantage of them as soon as possible.
I've had to hold off on what things I plan to do after retirement, and I was hoping that phased retirement would enable me to get some things done outside of work. The main concern I had about doing phased retirement rather than total retirement is I still feel physically and mentally capable of doing work. I feel like I can still contribute something as opposed to just shutting the door and leaving.
Now, Berkowitz also has skills as a hydrometeorologist that are in short supply. He says it could take his agency up to a year to find a replacement if he just walked out the door tomorrow.
The advantage would be there's some continuity instead of having a large gap between the time somebody retires and you can have a permanent replacement. It's like a vacuum, and a number of jobs, or let's say tasks, could be accomplished in that time.
Now, Berkowitz isn't alone in waiting for these rules. I mean, we at Federal News Radio have received calls. We've written stories on the delay. Members of Congress have written letters about why they took so long for OPM to get the rules out and when can people start using them. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a pretty large wave of people signing up on about November 6th. Now, we also have a full story online by our web editor, Shefali Kapadia, and a link to those final rules on federalnewsradio.com so people can read the whole thing for themselves.
And Jason, did OPM explain why it took 2 years?
Right, that was my question to them as well, and it was a combination of things. The first is they received 270 comments, so that does take a while to go through. It takes time to really understand what people are getting at. And then the second reason is there's also coordination, which we, I guess, and didn't think about, but also the fact is OPM didn't explain previously with the TSP, with the Social Security Administration, and with other kind of even the FEHBP folks to say, okay, how can this all work together? Because it's a part-time retirement, so that you'll only get a part-time annuity. So how do you calculate that? So I think it just, you know, a year to put out final regs seems like a lot, and a lot of people were interested in it. But I just think it's one of those things that there was a lot to go through and make sure everything was in place properly.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thank you.
My pleasure.